Hello?
Hi, is this Noah?
Yeah, it is.
Noah, it's Corey at Ocean 100. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, fantastic. Thank you for taking my call. I know you got a lot on the go. We're going to talk all about Hockey Fest coming up this weekend, but first up, is it okay if I ask you your thoughts on the Stanley Cup?
Obviously, it's a great series, two great teams. Sucks now that the hockey's over. There's nothing on TV to watch, but obviously, congrats to Florida. They definitely deserved it. Edmonton was great, too, so it was a good series.
Now, into the offseason after winning the draft lottery, how do you see the influx of young talent shaping competitiveness in the upcoming season? Have you had a chance to kind of see that yet?
It'll be interesting. I think, obviously, that was a great fortunate bounce for us, jumping up 10 spots. And obviously, at that pick, you're going to get a special player. So, as an organization, it's exciting to add some high-end young talent to our core group already. And hopefully, we can all come together and have a bounce-back season.
This is, I love that I get a chance to kind of pick your brain about hockey. When you represented Team Canada, what did you take away from that experience?
It was a great experience. I think I haven't played on the international stage since World Juniors, so it was great to represent your country anytime you wear the Canadian jersey. It's a huge honor. I thought it was a good tournament personally, just with the Olympics coming up, to put yourself on the radar and try and perform well. And obviously, it wasn't the way we ended as I wanted as a team, but overall, it was still a good experience. And like I said, it's always an honor to represent your country and wear that maple leaf.
I want to talk about Hockey Fest in Summerside, and this has grown like from an idea to an incredible celebration. I think like 140 teams this year, maybe.
Yeah, I think they're completely sold out this year. Kind of the most teams ever across the world for the Hockey Fest. So, like you said, it's grown like crazy, which has been tremendous for such a small community like Summerside to be put on the map like that. And just goes to show the love for the community in Summerside and the love for hockey amongst the kids who are all excited to partake in the Hockey Fest.
It must be incredible for you to see it flourish and be able to share some stories and some values and some inspiration to young players, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as a role model, growing up in a small town, it's part of my job to be a role model for the young kids coming up and be an inspiration to show that just because you're from a small community like Summerside, you put in the work and you work hard and you it doesn't matter where you're from, you can get to where you want and you can chase your dreams. So I think being part of it's awesome for me, just to see all the smiles on kids' faces and how much fun they have. And obviously it's for such a good cause with community connections. So I'm thrilled to how much it's grown and just taking my part in it and trying to do the best I can to be a role model and also give back to the community that gave me so much as a kid.
Man, oh man, one of the good ones. Noah Dobson, thank you for taking my call and safe travels. I know you're on your way here for a huge weekend. We will see you up at Credit Union Place and thank you for this.
Awesome. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you guys this weekend.